your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
There are calls for taxpayers to fund the development of new antibiotics. The recommendation's been made in a new government report. Simon's got the details for KMFM.
Drugs giants aren't researching antibiotics because there's little profit in them, but bugs are becoming resistant to existing medicines, and England's chief medical officer says millions will die unless governments step in.
This is a problem that we have now, and it can only get worse.
The report recommends £24 billion is invested by the world's richest nations. It hopes to stop deaths from things like MRSA, which killed new MP Andrea Jenkins's dad.
They gave him no end of antibiotics. When they did the post-mortem on him, all he had was a massive MRSA abscess in his lungs.
Experts say new medicines could be 20 years away.
KMFM News.
A man who kidnapped another man before speeding through Greenhithe with his victim in the car has been jailed for 3.5 years. 21-year-old Bradley Knapp from Gouge Avenue in Northfleet carried out the attack last December after accusing the man of talking to his girlfriend. An e-fit's been released of a man police want to speak to after a woman was reportedly assaulted by a stranger as she answered her front door in Edenbridge. It's claimed the victim was attacked in Wellingtonia Way about 10:30 on Monday morning. We've tweeted the picture via at KMFM News. The first ever treatment programme for offenders who've committed arson is being rolled out around the world thanks to experts from Kent. The Kent and Medway NHS and Social Care Partnership Trust have spent the past 5 years researching why people deliberately set fire to things. Their treatment plan is now being used here and in Australia. Professor Theresa Gannon helped lead the project and says it's been a great success.
Fire setters who run through our treatment programme tend to show improved fire interest, so they're not so interested in fires anymore at the end of it. They tend to have better fire safety awareness at the end of it and better anger management at the end of it as well.
This is KMFM News.
Kent police say they found no evidence so far of electoral fraud in South Thanet. The force says it's been looking into the allegation after being contacted by someone from outside the county following speculation on social media. UKIP leader Nigel Farage failed to win the seat at the general election, losing out to the Conservatives by more than 2,000 votes. A man who burgled a Gravesend home whilst the owners were at a funeral has been locked up. £3,000, gold jewellery and bank cards were taken during a raid on the house in Eisted Rise last November. 20-year-old Gavin Prentice from Broadlands Avenue in Enfield has been sentenced to more than 2 years in a young offenders institution.
KMFM News.
The fashion industry could be making more money by swapping size zero models for those who are average size, according to experts in Kent. Kieran has the details for the update.
Well, researchers at the Uni of Kent have asked women aged 18 to 25 which shapes they prefer on catwalks and in magazines, and found larger women came out top when it came to new brands. We've been speaking to these people in Medway who are welcoming the findings.
It would attract you more. You just see a standard sort of skinny mannequin or a skinny model, you just kind of just, as a bigger size, you just look past.
A lot of the models that you see are not your average size person, so you want to actually be able to see something that you might wear yourself, and it's actually, it gives you a more realistic idea of what it looks like.
It'd be good to have us normal ladies.
Derek Corduroy is the owner of Smile Models in Tunbridge Wells. He says he tries to encourage companies to use curvier women.
Most of the people that are actually buying clothes are not sort of size zero. So better to get your clothes looking on girls who are actually wearing your clothes, and then they can actually see what they're actually going to be seeing looking in them.
And Johnny Depp's been given a deadline to remove his two dogs from Australia or they'll be put down. The government there's furious after the actor arrived in the country with the pets on a private jet without informing authorities.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and the England Test squad for matches against New Zealand will be named later, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Rona.
Well, there'll be no Kevin Peterson, who's been told he won't be returning to the international team this summer. Former Kent coach Paul Farbrace will lead the side following the sacking of Peter Moores. Staying with cricket, and Kent are still looking for their first win of the season after their latest game in the county championship ended in a draw. They failed to bowl Glamorgan out on the final day of the match at Canterbury. After the visitors were set 404 to win, they held on to finish on 309 for 9. And in tennis, Andy Murray has pulled out of his last 16 match at the Italian Open tennis with fatigue. He was due to take on Belgium's David Goffin this afternoon.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.